Last year's Christmas ep was called Favorite Christmas Stuff.
This year, we're going to talk about our unfavorite Christmas stuff. Christmas stuff we hate.
Dude, what if we did that?
We don't say Happy Christmas like those people in England.
The Europeans do. Do you want to do an episode not favorite Christmas stuff?
Sure. Sounds like
Okay.
fun to me.
Yeah, right.
The ridiculousness ensues.
That's just, all right, here we go.
Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go.
Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast with a very special Christmas episode for you today. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Culp. As always, here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. Brad, what's up, man?
I just want to make a disclaimer that we love Jesus and we love Christmas
Yes,
before we get started.
yeah, we do.
It's just our disclaimer.
I'm a Christmas nut. I do. I love Christmas. So listeners, today's episode may seem like it might be brought to you by two Bah Humbug Ebenezer Scrooges, but it's not. Last year's Christmas episode is titled Favorite Christmas Stuff. You should go check it out, episode 29. So in lieu of that, we decided to record not favorite Christmas stuff. And I don't really know where this conversation is going to go, so I'm excited about it. Yeah, we're going to find out. All right, but hey, Brad, why don't we just go ahead and take care of this top of the show? What do you think?
Yep.
Coffee time.
I'm done.
Coffee time. It's coffee time. Let me cue the music here. Do, 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 do. All right, listeners, if you're regulars of the show, you know that we have a collaboration with Green Frog Coffee Company here in Jackson, Tennessee. And if you're not regulars, you now know that we have a collaboration with Green Frog Coffee Company here in Jackson, Tennessee. On the North Store, we are going to make our coupon code, Brad. What should we make it?
I thought you said we were making it Brad. I was
Brad?
Like, well, that's weird.
There we go. We can do that. I'm good with that. It's Brad.
Brad.
Today's coupon code
you're going as,
is
it's
Brad.
Brad.
So if you take the coupon code Brad to the North Green Frog Coffee Company store in Jackson, Tennessee, all the live long day, you will receive $2 off your order. Online, in-store, returning customer, repeat customer, doesn't matter what you do. And I mean, like, and share it with people. Tell them about the podcast. Let them know, hey, say Brad when if you order, say, and apparently I'm supposed to say Brad.
Yeah.
You're going to get $2 off.
DJ won't let me make up the coupon codes cuz I would be like, the coupon code is, I have a coupon code. Okay, what is it? I have a coupon
I
code.
I have a coupon code.
That's right. Great. That's great. If you give it to me, I can put it in the system.
Whatever,
I have
Brad.
A coupon code.
Your coupon codes would be something like Goliath defeated the Philistine army. You know, like it wasn't Samson's fault. You know, I mean, those would be your coupon codes.
Coupon
Second
code
Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians is my favorite book of the Bible. Like,
coupon code is four, F-O-R.
E.
Yeah.
So, listeners, go to Green Frog Coffee Company. They've got great coffee, great food, built on Christian values. Brad, why don't you take the next part? With coffee so good,
A snowman would drink it.
bam! That's right. All right, so here we go, Brad. We're going to talk about our not favorite Christmas stuff.
Right.
There's, it almost kind of feels like heretical,
Yeah.
you know, to talking. Okay, I'll start. Not favorite Christmas stuff. The amount of money that we spend on presents.
The amount of money we spend on presents that will never actually be used.
Oh my gosh. Why do my children want these things?
The
You
amount
don't
of
care about it.
money we spent on presents when our kids are just going to play with the box.
I know. I'm so glad that you got this for me, Daddy. There. Okay, I'm gonna do something else now. Are you kidding me? You've been saying for 4 months you want this thing. And now
Now,
you got it. Like, what the heck?
I think that's where the Dollar Tree is brilliant, right? Go get a toy. It's going to break on the way home, but that's okay. That's as much as they're going to use it anyway.
I've never thought about that. That's
Yeah.
fantastic. That's
That's a
right.
buck 25 well spent.
That's right. I got 30 seconds of glory out of
Yeah. Get home,
that.
throw it in the trash. It's done. It has served its purpose.
That's
You've got
right.
your money's worth.
That's right. All right, Brad. What's
Well,
one of your not favorite Christmas things?
I think it's no secret. I hate decorating. I hate decorating. I love decorations. I mean, if somebody wanted to like come in and deck my house out in Christmas, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'd be like, this is awesome. Are you taking it down or am I just keeping this up till next Christmas?
That's right. Yeah, because I like whether you realize it or not, I have already removed myself from this equation.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, it's like, look,
it's up
people coming over around Easter going like, why you got your Christmas decorations up? Oh, well, DJ came and put them
Yeah,
all
that's
up, but I'm just waiting
right.
for him to put, like take them down. But I figure, a couple more months, might as well just leave them up.
Well, here, I'll explain for Brad why he just doesn't like any of that. Ready? He doesn't care.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if he was going to go, he's lazy.
He's lazy. No, not lazy.
My
He just
brain's
doesn't
like,
care.
all right, I'm going to put it up. And I'm a little bit time blind. So it feels like the next day. All right, now it's time to take it down. Like what?
Well, Brad, but we got to be honest though.
Spent 37 hours putting it
but
out so we
because
can
but,
enjoy it for 20 minutes.
so you are time blind, but because of your ADHD, you wouldn't actually finish putting it up. You would start, not finish it, and then take it down.
Yeah.
Which to one of your most recent lines on one of our episodes, which is why the Christmas lights ditto is
Yeah.
right up your alley.
That's right. Boom. Oh, he didn't even finish ditto. It just says dit. Is
It.
anybody dit dot dot dot? Oh, it was too much work. Starting to sound lazy now.
know, right?
Yeah. Again, love Christmas decorations,
Yes,
hate
yes.
decorating.
Yeah. And Brad, you're well aware that when you guys come over this year, I mean, our house is going to be decorated, right?
Yeah.
So my next not favorite Christmas thing is I love traffic. I need to say that, which I know is probably really weird for people.
Don't know. DJ might lie about other things too.
Right. No, I do. So Brad, going from Milan to Jackson, it's four lanes. Jackson's a very large town. You know, it's a, I mean, it's a, to some people, it's a city, but it's a really, really small city. But as the traffic increases on the way in, I enjoy it. I enjoy the vibrancy of cars on the road. It's fun to just kind of be a part of that, unless it's Christmas traffic,
Yeah.
because people take stupid pills. people, they're like, oh,
I think some
I know
people are
it's
addicted to those.
they are. But they're driving as if their head wasn't on their shoulders. It's like, this lane is mine, that lane is mine. I know I'm in a car, but I don't care. And it's like, what happened, people? I mean, you weren't necessarily the greatest drivers ever in the world, but when it comes to Christmas time, I don't know what's going on. So Christmas traffic annoys me. There.
Most Christmas music.
No, Brad. Oh, my apologies to our listeners.
So my kids and wife, of course, like Christmas music, and then we would be traveling and driving and and so they want to listen to Christmas music. And so we have Spotify, we have premium. And so a few years ago, I created an album. It's only 1 hour and 27 minutes. But it's called Christmas Music I Don't Hate. And they were allowed to play that on a road trip. In any order that they want, you can play
Right.
this.
All right. So, all right. Then I have to ask, and our listeners need to know, Brad, what is your most hated Christmas song?
And that see that's hard.
There's
That's so hard.
too many are fighting for the top place, huh?
Yeah. I don't want to be offensive to you, DJ, but probably the Little Drummer Boy. I mean, depending on the version,
You're not gonna offend me, man.
there's a version that I don't hate, by Andy Williams.
Oh, I see. I don't like a lot of his stuff. It's too square.
But yeah, I mean, I couldn't, it's just, I don't know. I love Christmas. I love, the holiday. I love the About Jesus, songs that keep the reason for the season. I like the silly little songs. Like one of my favorite Christmas songs is by Mel Blanc. The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
I've never heard that one. But we need
Oh,
to, but Brad, we've got to be careful where we're going here, because remember, we're talking about
we're talking about
not
like
favorite things.
Well, I promise you there are some people that will hate that song.
Okay,
So
that's
there you
fair.
go. That's
Okay.
my gift to some of you. So I don't know. I just like most Christmas songs, most renditions, I think, is one of the things that I hate too. Like if I like a Christmas song, then I like it in the version that I know it. In the version that I liked it. And so if you are going to change that,
Right.
and there's a lot of that, right? Like, oh,
Yeah.
here's a great Christmas song. Now 42 different artists are going to do it in 42 different ways, and each one wants to fix something that's not broken and make it their own. And look, there's nothing wrong with Dashing Through the Snow. It is a good song. Please stop trying to put your spin on it. It's supposed to be classic. So I think that's probably what I hate more than anything. Like is
It's my turn to talk. No, it's my turn to talk. So what Brad is actually saying, listeners, is that Brad doesn't like business meetings.
DJ, this is not a cheap microphone, and I almost spit coffee right into it. Brad hates business meetings. Where 12 different people have 15 different opinions. It's always that one person that was like, it was their idea to do this, but when everybody else agrees, it's like, I just don't think it's a good idea. It's like, it was your idea.
You've been standing here arguing this.
Yeah, well, I
Oh,
didn't think
man.
everybody else was going to agree so soon.
Yeah.
Now I'm
Okay.
rethinking it.
Well, then that's a wonderful segue into the next thing of my not favorite Christmas stuff. People that would like to argue that their Christmas traditions are the most important. I'm not gonna take the liberty to expound on that. All I'm gonna say is,
You gotta
You
have a
know,
real tree.
yeah,
No, I
right. No,
don't.
I don't. Yes,
You
you do.
gotta go
No, I
cut it
don't.
your you gotta go cut it yourself. That sounds even worse.
That's right.
Like,
Yeah,
I don't
we're
like to decorate. This is just decorating with extra steps. And then after Christmas, you gotta figure out what to do with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to do with a fresh Christmas tree. But no, like the idea of Christmas traditions, I really do love that idea. What I don't love is when people get their panties in a wad that their tradition gets trumped by somebody else's activity. Or, you know, their tradition now has to happen somewhere else. Well, who cares? You're still with each other. No, but no, the memory doesn't count. The memory doesn't count unless it's there. Man, what are you smoking? Like, grow up. There, I'm done.
I think traditions are fun. I think when we start to put stuff, emphasis on tradition, that's what you're saying. When we
Yes.
start to put emphasis on tradition that doesn't need to be there,
That's right.
that's when it becomes problematic. And
Yeah.
you see that in the church all the time. There's nothing wrong with tradition, but when we make tradition what it's all about,
That's right.
yeah. Christmas
Yeah.
is about Jesus, people,
Yeah,
not
right.
your eggnog.
It is about Jesus. It is not about the floral decoration standing or sitting in front of the pulpit. Trust
No
me.
matter how pretty it is, just
Like
an FYI though. Here is a public service announcement. Poinsettias, real live poinsettias, are deadly toxic to cats. They're beautiful. Your cats will try to eat them, and they will die. So save your cats.
All right, Bob Barker.
Don't take a
Yeah.
poinsettia into your house where your cat can access it. And then wonder why your cat is dead. Brad has warned you.
Wonder why your
Beautiful
cat's
things
dead.
sometimes are very dangerous. I mean, you know this, DJ, right? We're both married.
We are. Beautiful things are very dangerous. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
We
Yes.
love them and we're very,
For anybody that
very
is familiar with
attentive.
SNL, do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, you're up to bat there, boss.
I'm up to bat. See, here's one that I, and it's kind of seasonal. I hate that peppermint flavored stuff is only available during a small window of the year.
So you're a peppermint
Peppermint
guy.
coffee. I love peppermint. Peppermint mocha. Peppermint
Yeah.
coffee. I love like we go from peppermint everything,
To pepper, to,
which is
yeah.
wonderful, to like, well, you
Nothing.
can get a bag of peppermints. Like
That's a good call,
like
dude.
your
That's,
granny gave out at church,
yeah, it's a really good call.
which are not all made the same either, because
No, they
sometimes she
are
got like the
not.
off brand and it was like, oh my goodness, they
Yeah.
didn't anybody test this
Yeah,
before?
I
My
know.
sinuses are clear. When they
Yeah.
said pepper mint, I just they
Yeah.
weren't kidding.
Or the opposite end of the spectrum. I've had
Yeah.
way too many peppermints that are just like white candy. I mean,
It was just like, this
there's
is
no
white sugar.
flavor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Look, they realize that the red stripes don't make it pepperminty,
That's
right? Like, that's
right.
not where the flavor is. But I mean, we made a white candy with
But I
red
use
stripes on it.
the
What do you want from us?
color. Yeah, that's a good call. So I don't like it that I don't like sales during Christmas time that are in fact not sales. Not a fan.
You mean like that, like okay, it was $80, but we're gonna mark it up to $100 and give you 20% off.
That's exactly right. Or
And
22% off. You get it for $78. Look how much money you're saving.
With a
But I'm not
$2
saving
hidden
anything.
with the $2 hidden fee for
That's right. For shelving. Yeah.
for
Yeah.
shelving,
For
yeah.
stocking fees. That's right. Yeah. Like there's, I don't know, man. There's so much of that. And I mean, I certainly am not going to get on the rant, though some people might want to hear me get on a rant. But like the economic need to feel like you're saving money when you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hook, line, and sinker. It's a bait and switch. Like, I mean, come on, people. Like you were saying, Brad, do you know how much that was 2 months ago? You had a better deal waiting for you back then. But now, I mean, it's basically it's there's so much of it. It's basically like scalping tickets,
It's
you know?
impulse. We're playing on people's impulse. Like I remember working for Walgreens and we'd have these end caps and it was like, look, you have got to have stuff on your end caps that are gift-like stuff when it's around Christmas. Because Walgreens would be open till like six, like the store that I worked in at the time was like 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Or maybe it was even 10. Anyway,
Oh,
like
gosh, dude.
those last 5 hours where Walgreens was going to be the only store that was open until after Christmas.
I bet it was miserable.
Like I worked that one day and it was worse than Black Friday.
Oh, gosh, dude.
Like the end caps were gone. Like people were almost trying to buy the end caps themselves. Like, no, you can't buy, these shelves aren't for sale.
What about the
If
little
people would
hooks? The little
come
forked hook
in, I
things.
mean, Walgreens loved it because they made bank.
I bet they did. Yeah.
I mean, like people go, oh, I gotta get these gifts. So it's like teddy bears and anything that would be kind of in a giftable whatever thing. I mean, and it would just be gone. It was almost scary
Yeah.
because people knew you were the only one left in town. Everybody else was closed. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
We stayed open till regular hours. So it was like 10 o'clock we'd close. Everybody else would close at like 6. So from like 6 to 10, it was a madhouse.
Yeah. So something else, Brad, actually very much along those same lines that I don't like about Christmas is the facade of how do I say this? Because I want to say it right. But it's basically the facade of all of like as you were mentioning, all the like the classic nostalgic Christmas tunes. So a fact that a lot of people don't know about me is that my actual favorite when I say Christmas carol, not a sacred Christmas carol, but just a you know like just a Winter Wonderland and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like all those Christmas carols, Christmas songs. My favorite one is Silver Bells. And the reason it's Silver Bells is because when I was growing up near Chicago, I mean we were a mile south of city limits. So I mean like it took us probably 35 minutes to actually get downtown. So I mean we were a ways, but I mean it was still definitely suburbs. But for me, that song, when I started to really understand what the words were, I'm like, well, this is Whiting, like this is our area, and I loved Silver Bells. When the older that I started getting, I started realizing, okay, I think Silver Bells might be a little too idealistic here. There's not that many people, it doesn't seem like, that are like hustling and bustling and smiling and hugging and greeting. Like,
I'm like really freak people out during Christmas, like smile.
yeah, I know.
Be in the
Yeah,
store shopping and
yeah,
smile.
back off, back off. I paid for this. What do you want?
When someone says happy holidays, don't get mad.
Yeah, I know.
And just smile and be like you too. It's okay. It's
Yeah,
okay.
that's right. Or tell them Merry Christmas, not out of
Yeah,
spite,
that's
but I mean, just, you know,
right.
like if
Just
they
Merry
say happy
Christmas.
holidays,
Hey,
fine.
you too, Merry Christmas.
That's
Hey,
right. I mean,
Feliz Navidad.
dud, dud, dud.
No.
Yes.
Listen, I'm from Eastern Kentucky. It's Winda, Pilla. It's
Feliz
Feliz Navidad.
Navidad, da.
Like that's a little too hard. Like, who has
Apparently,
time to say window?
you, because you just did.
Yeah, it was exhausting.
Bam!
It was
It's exhausting.
exhausting.
Brad's
We
got to
use
leave and go
that.
take a nap.
Never use that in regular speech. All right, so here's one. I could speak for my wife on this one, but I'm in agreement with her.
Okay.
Elf on a Shelf.
Right there with
Elf
you,
on a
dude.
Shelf,
Right
and
there with
the
you.
insane level
Oh
that
my
some
gosh.
people go with Elf on a Shelf. I'm going to
Yeah.
tell you, if we were to ever have done Elf on a Shelf, it would have been the laziest freaking elf. I mean, like, he hasn't moved in 2 weeks.
He's still face down on the countertop. I think he's
They're like,
dead.
I thought we were, oh, are we still doing that? And I'd be like, I know, man, this guy. Like, he is
Yeah.
just in it. Like,
He's
he doesn't want
what
us to.
that's what he's really doing is he's demonstrating
Yeah.
that laziness and sloth is not a good
Yeah.
thing.
He's playing the long game, that's for sure.
Yes, the long
I
game.
tell you
That's
what,
right.
though, what I love is Elf on the Shelf disasters.
Oh, I know. Those are good. Yeah.
I saw one the other day where they had multiple elves, which I'm like, okay, it's not enough to have an elf on the shelf. Now we
That's
got elves on the
right.
shelves. Well, they put them in the oven
Oh,
and mess it like a marshmallow, and they had the before picture. It was like, oh, it's warm and toasty in here. But apparently, somehow the oven got turned on and the elves. Let's just say that it was pretty amazing. I don't know if you know what happens to elves when they get
when they
actually
get
in
cooked,
the oven.
I don't know.
They ain't coming back. They
No.
ain't coming back from that.
There's one that I've seen circulating Facebook that Hulk is standing next to the remains of an elf. It said Hulk smash, and it's just a bunch of candy canes, like just crushed up candy cane where the elf would have been. I will say those are funny.
They're like, people go crazy though. There was one that was like, we made elf breakfast for you, and they had like made spaghetti and dyed it different colors,
Oh
and then it was like
gosh, man.
hanging off, but which is like, that's bad enough, but it was like hanging off the stove because they've made a mess. And it was like, I don't want to decorate, and now you want me to make a mess,
That's right. You have
blame
to,
it
yeah.
on these little elves,
But you, that's both parts
and
at
then clean
once.
it up.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta put it all up and then you have to take it all down.
And then eat bad spaghetti? Because, yeah, it's, yeah, this
Well,
Elf on the Shelf.
have you seen Snoop on the Stoop?
I prefer like Vader on the Tater.
No, I'm serious, dude. It is a
Yeah,
it.
no. Like, there was a picture where it had like a picture of, it's like a toy Darth Vader,
Are
and it
you
was sitting on
serious?
a
Oh,
potato. It
okay.
was like Vader on
Well,
a Tater, Trooper on a pooper. It was like a stormtrooper sitting on the toilet.
Well, dude, Snoop on the Stoop is an actual product.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Yeah, like
When did
Snoop.
Snoop,
I don't
listen,
know.
when did Snoop Dogg go from like high, so high that you were like, look, this is not the example of a guy you want to be, to like everybody's grandpa.
I don't know. I
Like, there's a
don't
line.
know.
Like, he was at the Olympics. Like, he's
Yeah.
become like super encouraging and
And
like,
what's up with him is him and Martha Stewart? Like, you want to talk about an odd couple? I'm not saying they're together, but like
yeah.
it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito and twins. I mean, what's going on right now?
Yes, but that was brilliant.
That was brilliant. I agree.
Yeah. Well, so I saw this the other day. I don't know if I sent this to you or not. And it was the argument because, you know, there's the argument, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes, I saw that. You didn't send
Yeah.
it to me. Dude, go. This is
You're
so
right.
beautiful.
Is
I love it.
is it a Christmas movie? And you know, they go all this stuff. No, it's not a Christmas movie because, you know, and I couldn't do it justice. You guys
Yeah.
need to look it up. But basically, it's got a love story and this down on luck guy who's trying to get back with the girl, and it all comes together in the end, and it's beautiful. It's not a Christmas movie. It's a Hallmark
It's
Christmas
a
movie.
Hallmark Christmas movie. That's right.
Your
I wonder,
favorite.
yeah, right. Yeah. Like, I would love to hear Bruce Willis's
Yeah.
response to that. So actually, that would be my next thing that I hate about Christmas. There are more corny movies at Christmas time. Now, I don't ever watch them, but I mean, come on, people. It's like they're beyond bad. Like, there's what is it? Chick flicks, some of them are okay, but most of them are pretty dumb and hokey. Hallmark Christmas movies make chick flicks look like date night. You know, I
You
mean.
know, it always made your sister mad. I'd sit there and, you know, because my mom liked the Hallmark Christmas movies and Tabby does, you know, too. And so if they were like starting to watch one and I would be like, it'd be like 5 minutes in, I'd be like, well, he's going to end up with a girl
Yeah, that's
and he's the sleaze bag.
right.
And they're like, shut up.
I've got it,
But then a
Brett.
little, like an hour and a half later, it's like I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah, Brett. I've got a meme on my office door right now that says Hallmark researchers say that they are close to developing a second movie plot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I've also got a meme on my door right now that says a moment of silence for the city suit wearing guy that's about to get dumped for a country pumpkin in flannel in a Hallmark Christmas movie because that's what they are.
Well, you know, if you play a Hallmark Christmas movie backwards, then the guy who has better like financial sense gets the girl from the, you know, broke country bumpkin
So what you're saying is
and moves to the big city
that
to
Hallmark Christmas movies are country music songs played backwards. That's what you're
this,
saying. Yeah.
kind of, I mean, you know, you play country music song backwards, you get your car back, get your
Your
wife
dog
back, get
bag.
your
Yeah, that's
dog back,
exactly
you know, get
right.
your truck
Yeah.
back. I mean,
I once heard it that hip hop songs are the opposite of country songs, and hip hop is all about I've got my car, I got my gold, I got my girls, and country is I lost my car, I lost my dog, I lost my girl.
Yeah, it makes me think of, you know, how a Kansas tornado and a East Kentucky divorce are similar.
No.
One way or another, somebody's going to lose a trailer. I'm from Eastern Kentucky, y'all. I can make fun of Eastern Kentucky. Grew up in a trailer, just for the record. If you don't know, love my East Kentucky peeps. And most of them would laugh at that joke.
Yes, they would. That's awesome. Brad, what else do you not like about Christmas? Not favorite Christmas stuff.
My favorite Christmas stuff. I was thinking, of like, because a lot of the stuff that you've talked about, I mean, minus the traffic. I mean, I hate traffic all the time, not just at
Yeah,
Christmas.
right.
It's like we've hit on a lot. I fakeness, like the sometimes the plasticity, you know, of it all, and I don't just mean like stuff. I just mean like people. Like being not real. Now, I'm all about like let's be forgiving and loving on Christmas and joyful and all those things. Those are true. But let's not act like we are when we're not. That's what I think gets me. Like I like be true. Like let it be a time of great joy and mercy and forgiveness. And I mean, the whole reason of the season is that Christ came and came into this world that he created and became human so that he would live and then ultimately die on the cross, pay for our sins. So, I mean, like the cradle is so important because of the cross and the empty tomb. But I think it's just, yeah, these, I don't like fake. Like, if you don't like me, don't act like you like me. You're not doing me any favors, and I can probably tell anyway. So,
We can see through a lot. Yeah,
like,
you're right.
in also like in that, I think is just the, and I think we've already touched, but just the hyperinflated, like you've got to spend so much on everybody, you know. Instead of like one of the things I love that you guys have done a lot is the little ornaments and stuff that you make, like the kids. You know, make and you know, this little keepsake, this little memory, you know, handprint or whatever, and not something that costs you guys an arm and a leg.
Right.
But it's more precious than, if you'd have bought a big thing.
So I know I'm pretty sure I said this on last year's ep, but it's been 12 months, so I can say it again. The most how do I word it? The most popular, most selling, highest selling single of all time is Irving Berlin's White Christmas. He wrote it in 1937, 38, something like that. And Bing Crosby recorded it, I want to say in 41 or 42. And I mean, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is one of those classics that, if anyone wants to sing White Christmas, you got some shoes to fill because Bing Crosby set the standard, right? Set the bar.
And far too many people just try when they
Yeah.
shouldn't.
But here's the thing about Irving Berlin is in the late 30s, he realized, like as a songwriter trying to kind of put into words what this Christmas holiday is in America, he took a look at the American landscape and realized in the 30s, this isn't a sacred holiday to the entire nation. I mean, it's got deep, deep sacred roots, clearly, but the way that America celebrates Christmas, it's a commercial holiday. And somewhere, I don't know where, Brad, but you're exactly right. Somewhere the message became, if you don't spend a crap ton of money on a crap ton of stuff for a bunch of crap, then the person you just don't love that person as much as you might be able to love them. I mean, like it is one of the most bogus messages to be sold. And one of the things that I love that you and Tabitha do with your kids, I do, dude. I love it. Our children aren't really, Cher and I don't think that our kids are old enough to really understand this yet. But I'm really, as they get older, I really want to start doing what you guys do. Listeners, Brad and Tabitha, they don't, I mean, they give Christmas presents, but they do like a Christmas experience, right? You guys take them, someplace, what, you guys, the Great Wolf Lodge or something like that. Isn't that what it's called?
We've done stuff like that. I
Yeah.
mean, like,
It's not,
because
it's not a,
there's others.
it's not a gift that is a consumable item as a product. It's a gift that becomes an experience to share with other people. So to that point, this is fun, Brad. So listeners, if you're new to the show, I teach at a small Christian university in Jackson, Tennessee. We're in finals week as we record this. And I had a student ask me, after a final that I gave, he said, "Dr. Culp, do you have any big Christmas plans?" With Cher's parents now having moved back down to Western Kentucky, we don't have to worry as much as I really am going to miss the trip up to Michigan. We don't have to worry about that trip and that really long week.
We'll make some
So,
traffic up for you. We'll find like some road construction
yeah,
and just
right.
let you sit
Now,
there
I don't
for a
like
while.
construction, but
Love this traffic. It's so good.
Well, he asked, do we have any big plans? And I told him, I said, well, time with my wife and kids, that aside, Brad, the time that I am looking forward to the most, I explained to them, I haven't gotten to see you and Tabitha and the kids in a year. And I told them that, and listeners, I know I've said this on the show before, but you know what? I'm going to say it again because it means this much to me. And it's our show. Last Thanksgiving, not so Thanksgiving is 23. Dad, me, and Brad all played a game from my childhood that my dad learned to play when he was in the Air Force. He introduced it to his dad, and that was really one of the only, outside of fishing, that was probably the most tender memories that I have of my grandpa when we played that board game called Rail Baron, which I know I've mentioned here recently. Brad, what I got to tell him was that outside of spending time with Shira and our kids, I am looking forward to that more than anything else. I am so stoked And this go the reason I'm saying this is because it's actually the same premise that you and Tabitha do with your kids. I explained to him Rail Baron takes hours to play. And so, listeners, if you're
Sipping
thinking,
coffee,
yeah, I know,
saw the
that's a, that,
stories,
that's well, see, that's the
playing a
thing.
game. Yeah.
That's what the thing. It's not about the game. And if it is, the game is actually kind of boring if you're in it for the game,
Just the game, yeah.
just the game, because I mean, it's a slow game, but this particular type of game is about spending time with people. It's about sitting down, as you mentioned, dude. I can't wait to sip coffee with you and Dad. But what we are doing is that we're sitting down, we're sharing life together. We're investing our time in a dumb board game that's gonna spend a lot of our time, which means that we are now invested in 2.5 hours, 3 hours of each other's time. Now, Brad, this is something that really cool. It's the first time this has ever happened. When I told him that, there were three students in the room because everybody was done. They were about to head out. They were all loving this. And this particular story, shout out to Peter. He said, Dr. Culp, that's the coolest thing. Him and his family, every 4 years on election year, since before he was born, do the same kind of thing, but with a game called a landslide. And so we got to share, just for that brief minute, we got to share that kind of same nostalgic memory. And what he told me was that they normally do that, his family, they normally do it at Thanksgiving. But this year they weren't able to get together, so at Christmas time, he said that theirs is old, it's all beat up, but he doesn't care because this is the game that every 4 years that they all play together, and so they're all going to head to Memphis and get to do that. So like it was a really cool thing for me to be able to connect to my student just on that small level. Gosh, man, I'm so stoked. So when this drops, we will be seeing you guys in 3 days. Man, I'm
Yeah,
so
it'll be
excited.
awesome.
Right, I'm so excited. And on that note, listeners, we thank you for the for just hanging out with us as we talk about not favorite Christmas stuff. But
Yes.
as a final note, wrapping back around to what Brad was saying, about not being fake, I love that Christmas does in fact push joy, that it pushes hope, that it pushes mercy, reconciliation. Repentance. And if by chance, if listener, if you are this person, if by chance you are someone who either for the first time or hasn't in a while really experienced and showcased the joy and hope and mercy of Christ, then let the Christmas season bring you back to that. To your point, Brad, I don't like fakeness. But one of the things that I do love about Christmas is that it gives people a really kind of like cultural opportunity to kind of reset that. But then my encouragement to anybody listening is this. And I can be just as guilty or more as anybody else, but when Christmas is over, we've got to keep that going. There is something about the joy that Jesus brings that goes way beyond a Christmas tree, goes way beyond hanging out with Brad and Dad playing Rail Baron. Like the and this is something that I really, Brad, can't wrap my mind around. That the joy that Christ brings, the joy that Christ has and gives us. It's beyond comprehension. It's so great and redefines really what joy is. And so to our listeners, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Or as I like to say, Merry Jesusmas.
Merry Jesus.
But Merry Christmas, guys. May it be
Joy
blessed.
to the world.
Is that one that you do like or don't like?
No, I like Joy to the World.
You like Joy to the World. Yeah, Joy to the World.
But again, I like those songs more like they were meant to
Like
be played and
Burl
written.
Ives, yeah.
Not like jaw to the world. No, like keep your remix
Wait,
like
I'm
to
sorry. I wasn't
yourself.
listening. Would I would you
No, no,
not know what how did
no.
that go again? I can't I don't remember.
It's a good thing you can rewind.
That's right. Yeah. Listeners, we love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Before we go, there is a chat in our Facebook group. Brad and I want to do a listener episode at the beginning of next year, on the reflections of your favorite moments from the show in 2024. Let us know. Get up on the Facebook group page, find that chat, and let us know. I mean, you don't have to go into any explanation. It could be even just one single word, whatever the case is. But let us know what about the show did you love the most this year, and we'll talk about it in a listener ep starting next year. But again, listeners, we love you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Happy Jesusmas.
Happy Jesusmas, Brad. I love you, man. I get to see you in a couple days.
All right. Sounds good. Love you too.
Listeners, we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.